One time, there was a young man and he was married and had one child, just a little baby. His mother hadn't wanted him to marry the girl he married, and she was all the time trying to make trouble between them. One night, the man had been to the store and was a-coming home, and a storm came up, and he crawled under the floor of an old empty house. The witches was having a meeting there that night, and he heard his mother a-talking. Heard her say, "There's going to be a meeting at the house next Sunday, and my son John is a-going. His wife will put their baby in the yard and be getting dinner in the kitchen. I'll turn myself into a hog and go and steal the baby." He didn't wait to hear any more. He crawled out and went on home. He didn't tell his wife a thing about what he had heard, but Sunday morning he told her he felt bad and was not going to the meeting. She wanted him to go and let her stay there and have dinner ready, but he wouldn't go, and she got ready and went on. He drugged the cradle out in the yard and put in the shade of a tree, and he got him a chair and his Bible and sat down pretty close to it and went to reading. He laid his sword down by his side where nobody could see it. It wasn't long until he spotted a big old white and black spotted sow crossing up the branch, rooting along. She come on and rooted around the gate, and after a while she throwed up her nose and flipped the latch of the gate open, and the gate come open, and she walked in the yard. The man just sat there reading his Bible and watched her. She rooted and grunted all around over the yard, and she got up pretty close to the cradle, and he got up and shooed her out. But it wasn't long till she came back in again. He got up and shooed her out again and said, "If you come back in again, I'll hurt you." But right back in she come again in just a little while and just grunted around and rooted, getting closer and closer up to the cradle. All at once she jumped right up at the cradle, and he grabbed his sword and let drive and cut one of her forefeet off. She went hopping and squealing off down the road with the blood just a-gushing. He picked up the foot and took it in his house. In just a little bit one of his little sisters came a-running and told him to come down there, that his mother was bad off. He went, and there lay his mother with one of her hands cut off.